Every Saturday morning from 11 to noon, it's Food Talk STL on 590 The Fan KFNS. Now, with more, here's David Craig.
And joining me now in the studio is Suzanne Corbett, a woman of many talents and many titles.
You are
a food and travel writer.
Yes, sir. You're a culinary teacher.
You're a cooking instructor. Oh, I'm sorry, a culinary teacher.
I cook food, too.
And you're a food historian.
I'm a food historian. I do a lot of work as a food historian, where I go out and actually put on the old costumes and stoke a fire and stir a pot.
And can you tell people what your vanity plate is? Is that okay to mention?
Sure.
You have a very cool vanity plate.
Oh, thank you so much. It's culinary with a Q.
L-N-A-R-Y.
Culinary. And people look there and they say, what does that mean? And when McNary was in office, people thought I was working for him.
Okay, so you've had that plate
had
for
that
a
problem.
long time. Hey, before we get into talking about food and the Derby and all that, I kind of compared the new movie that's out, The Avengers. You saw Marvel's Avengers.
Yeah.
I kind of compare that to having a holiday feast because there's just so much stuff in it, and it keeps coming and coming and coming. And that final battle scene, it's like after you have your Thanksgiving meal, and then you have three pieces of pumpkin pie. It's just...
With too much whipped cream.
Yeah. I mean, did you...
Well, wait a minute. Is there actually anything that you could put too much whipped cream on?
Well, I don't know about that. But what did you think of the movie The Avengers?
You know, I thought it was a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun with it. It made me want to go out and get a comic book.
Yep.
I mean, it was great.
I liked it. I think Iron Man, though, is my favorite. The first Iron Man is my favorite Marvel. But, you know...
I like the guy in the Iron Man suit.
Yeah, I also kind of compared this one like to an all-star game where, you know, it's great to see them all together, but it's not always the greatest game. But you know, this movie's going to, gross $150 million this weekend.
I don't know. Well, I'm waiting to see what Dark Shadows is going to do because right now I'm craving Blutwurst.
Okay. That one is in the on-deck circle for next weekend. Today is Kentucky Derby Day. Jay Randolph was just on with his Derby preview. He's picking a horse called Union Rags. Mm. And the other guy he had on, I think it was, the other horse was I'll Have Another or something. So for those of you who need a Derby tip, and I guess Jay's on his way over to Fairmount Park for racing over there, and they're going to, you know, you can go over and you can bet on the Derby over there. Are you a better? Are you betting on the Derby?
Well, you know, I will not pick my horse until I have my mint julep in my hand.
Yes, and we posted on our website, Food Talk STL, under the recipes, your recipe for a mint julep. It's a pretty simple thing.
It's a real simple recipe. A mint julep is nothing but water, sugar, whiskey, and ice.
And mint.
Well, mint, yeah, of course, the mint. A lot of mint, a whole lot of mint, particularly if you can find the Kentucky mint, which is a special kind of breed of mint, and it's a little bit milder than the stuff you can usually find in the store, but any kind of mint will do. But if you spend the $1,000 for the premium high-dollar mint julep at Churchill Downs today, your mint will be coming from Ireland.
Did you say $1,000?
Yeah, it's $1,000. But it goes for a good cause because proceeds go to help retired racehorses. But what goes into a $1,000 mint julep is you've got Woodford Reserve, which is their official premium bourbon that they have. And remember, not all whiskeys are bourbon. But all bourbons are whiskey.
Right. Well, when I think of Kentucky Derby, every year I think of some friends of ours back when we lived in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a guy who worked in town, took the train home, and first thing he did when he got home every night was knock back a couple of cocktails. You know, he was a guy from back in the Mad Men era. And they invited us over to their house for a Derby party.
Ooh.
And his wife had an herb garden, and she brought out fresh mint. And Bob mixed... mix me a couple of mint juleps. Oh, my gosh. They were very strong. And I'm not a big bourbon drinker, but they were good.
Well, take a trip to Bardstown. It'll change your life because that's where most of your good bourbons are distilled. And my goodness, can they teach you how to make a good mint julep.
Now, in Churchill Downs, and first of all, think of everybody in the food and beverage industry in Louisville this week.
Mm-hmm.
And how hard they're working, but also how much money they're making. If you had a restaurant or a catering business in Louisville, every year, first week in May, it's kind of like Black Friday for retailers going into Christmas season, no?
Yeah. Happy New Year, that's all we can say.
And I'm sure, you know, the people in the restaurant biz down there are just, they're beside themselves, yes, counting the money, but also working very hard,
well,
long hours.
Oh, sure. Well, they all work hard because Derby Day is a big tradition. I mean, you've got your traditional foods that you just have to have, like your cheese grits. And in Louisville, they've got a concoction called Benedictine. Have you ever seen that?
I have no idea. I have no idea what you're talking about, Suzanne. What is it?
Well, let me tell you. It's a recipe that takes shredded cucumber with just a little bit of onion, mayonnaise, just a little bit, and then a bunch of cream cheese. And you mix it together and you put just a little bit of food coloring to make it green. And you spread it on little tea salmon, which is that you can have to nosh down with your mint juleps.
And the name of that again is?
Benedictine.
Okay, and then you also gave a recipe, which we posted on our website, for a ham dish. What was it?
Oh, beaten biscuits with country ham?
Yeah.
Oh, well, beaten biscuits is a recipe that comes from the South that's been around for hundreds of years, because this is before you had a chance to have dependable leavening to get things puffed up, you know. So you literally took a hammer or a mallet or a rolling pin, and you beat the stuffing right out of it.
Yes.
Just beat it to death, and that helped break up those glutinous fibers that were in the flour to make it softer and make it rise a little bit.
Now, will you be watching the Kentucky Derby race itself today?
Oh, you betcha. Just as soon as I steep my mint in my simple sugar syrup.
Well, or you could be having a margarita for Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, I could, but, you know, I won't do that until post-time has already been done and gone.
Come and gone. It's amazing to me just that there is so much attention for an event that lasts, what, two and a half minutes, that there's just so much stuff that goes on around the Kentucky Derby.
Oh, but it's tradition. It is absolutely tradition. You've got to go there once. I mean, you're on your bucket list. It's got to be on your bucket list.
There are so many people from St. Louis who do go every year, and then there's people I know who've been in years past. Have you ever actually gone to the Derby?
It's on my list to go next year. I'm going to be there with the hat, and maybe if I can take up a collection, maybe I'll get one of those premium mint juleps.
Okay. Suzanne Corbett is visiting with me here today on Food Talk STL on 590 The Fan, KFNS. We're on every Saturday from 11 to noon. We have stuff on our website, which is foodtalkstl.com, including archives of all of our shows and a lot of other information, including recipes. Now, you tell me that you were raised on a farm and that your family participated in farmers markets. How big a deal are the farmers markets that are just opening this weekend to you, Suzanne?
Oh, man, it's a big deal because this is where I came from. It is where I came from, and farm markets reconnect people. Just not to the farmers and the great local produce, but it connects people to the community because that's where you always came and gathered. You talked and you kibitzed and you got your corn and your maters and you went home and you had a good time and had the best food around. And you've got farmers markets everywhere now that are coming up. And I like to consider them more of a community market like it used to be years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people all think about Soulard.
Sure.
But there, downtown, there was more than Soulard Market. There was Union Market. There was the old French Market. There were markets every few blocks back in the 19th century.
And today, Tower Grove and Clayton, and there's a bunch of them. Kirkwood has a huge one.
Right, and Arnold's is just now kicking off theirs today, too.
Good deal. And the thing about farmers, I went by the Maplewood one a couple of weeks ago, it's Wednesday, a week ago, and you find actually a lot of restaurateurs doing their shopping there as well as, you know, local folks.
Cause, you know, well, that's a fun thing. And that's really nothing new because when I was a kid, we grew all the tomatoes that the Dairy Queens used at that time.
Ah.
Now, of course, you may not think of a Dairy Queen as a restaurateur, but they were bread and butter for us. And those were the days when they were just little small white frame clapboard shacks. They weren't the multi, you know, franchised operation mm-hmm. that it is today. Mm-hmm. So you could do that.
And during the week, you and I talked about the I guess I had heard that there was some hail damage to the strawberry crop this year. And there was a segment on Channel 5 this morning, I guess over at Eckert's in Belleville. Some of their strawberries were damaged, but they're basically... But Clara from Local Harvest said, oh, no, she had plenty of strawberries, and a lot of her farmers, so the strawberry thing, don't worry about the strawberries.
And I'm so good because I'm so glad for that because I make strawberry jam every year.
And where do you get your strawberries?
I get my strawberries from the Oakville and Arnold region because whenever I buy my berries from there, I would always win a blue ribbon at the state fair. Reason being, and they had scientists and folks that came down and tested the soil and all this, and they said there was something about the makeup in the soil that made those berries better tasting than any other berries in the state. And I believe it. I'm here to tell you. I've got a stack of blue ribbons to prove it. They're actually excellent. And I think it kind of goes back to where winemakers put their arms around terroir, which is all about where it comes from, the climate, the soil, you know, just the history that goes into it. Because you have a lot of these old-time farmers that are down there that are using the traditional methods that have been used for 150 years.
Okay, and now we're going to segue to a completely different topic, Suzanne.
Okay.
Suzanne Corbett, visiting with me here on 590 The Fan on Food Talk STL. You tell me that May is Burger Month, but, for me, pretty much every month of the year is Burger Month.
Well, you're a guy.
Yeah, well, I think women like burgers. No, do you think guys like burgers more than women do?
Well, it's the burger and beer thing and the brat thing and all that other kind of stuff. You know, it's part of being the guy, but I love burgers too.
Well, I asked you to think of your top burger places, restaurants in town, and after you do yours, I'll do mine.
Okay.
So go ahead.
I'm going to do my top three, and I'll start with my number three.
Yes.
Seamus McDaniels.
That's also on my list.
That's on your list?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, where else can you get a burger that tastes like that, that you can have it custom grilled for you? I mean, if you want it medium rare, by golly, you can still get it there like that.
And you know, there are places in town that refuse to do that, especially some of the chains, and you go in and it's like it's not just, you know, your standard slim patty. It's a nice big burger, and you say, I'd like that medium. And they say, yeah, sure. And then it's cooked all the way through. But, okay.
Well, so there's the health safety things with that, but it's like, I'll take the responsibility. But then again, I love beef carpaccio, which is raw sliced beef.
But every restaurant has the legalese at the bottom of their menu, you know, that consuming undercooked or raw food may be dangerous to your health, you know, without the commissioner's baseball permission, whatever the legal verbiage is. But anyway, okay. So number
I'll take the risk. Lord of mine, medium rare.
Number three, Seamus McDaniel. Number two.
Number two is Dooley's.
Ah, they're downtown. I've never been there.
Well, they were downtown. They closed, and now they're in Midtown, right within walking distance of the Fox.
Ah, okay.
And what makes them so good is they actually took the old grill from the old place downtown,
yeah,
and they installed it into the new shop, which, you know, the grill is all about it. You know, it was seasoned. It was great. It's like if somebody took my cast iron fry pan away from me, I would cry. Oh, my God, I would cry. But they actually were smart enough to pull that grill, that flat iron out and bring it with the new place. And it's just perfect.
And number one on your list?
Burger Brothers down at River City.
Oh, okay.
You know, I wasn't expecting it to be the number one for me, but it's got the thick, juicy burger with this secret seasoning that they use down there that is phenomenal.
I will have to check that
one
out.
It's just like the old-time burgers that we used to grow those tomatoes for.
Okay. Well, mine would be, and I'll mention La Luma, and I'll mention I do PR work for Jim Fiala, La Luma in the West End, and they're a place that will serve you a burger, medium. I also like Seamus. I like O'Connell's over here. Famous.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You're not a big O'Connell's fan?
Well, you know, what I really like about them is they'll give you a full slice of onion. I don't know what it is. You ask for onions on your burger, and by golly, you get a couple of shreds.
Oh, no, no. I've had very good burgers at O'Connell's. Also, PJ's out in Kirkwood. I like them also.
I haven't made it to PJ's.
Say again?
I haven't made it out to PJ's. We need to make a trip and get a burger.
They're good. And you, before we wrap up here, you mentioned that you also had some kind of a new burger product that you've been turned on to. I mean, you have all these food sources that I haven't really latched into yet. What was the one you're talking about?
Well, it took me... It made me excited because it was my number one burger that I liked. But the people over at River City, Chef John back there is taking that original burger And he's made a cardinal burger out of it. I think he calls it the Big Red Burg.
Okay.
Okay. And it's made with a red brioche bun and has three toasted raviolis on the top for every base. I know, but it's his deal for the Burger Month promotion.
Gotcha. And how was it?
It's good. Okay. It's really good. You know, I'm not a big fan of the ravioli on the top of my burger because it gets in the way of the beef, but it's good.
You can take those off.
Oh, I do. Yeah, I do. Yeah. You know, you put them in your pocket, and it's like stealing base.
Gotcha. Well, and there's times when I just eat my burger without the bun. I'm not a real – in some places, you know, have you ever gone to a place where the burger was great and they serve it on just a real
–
bun. A real mediocre or stale bun? That's like the ultimate –
I hate it.
I would say cardinal sin, but I don't want to go back to that.
No, that's true. Well, that's true.
Okay.
You know, well, if they don't have a decent bun, I wish people just wrap it in bacon and broil it and call it a Pearl Man steak.
And I can remember when Hardee's introduced their big Mondo burgers.
Oh, the Monster Burger was like 3,000 or 4,000 calories.
The thick burger. Yeah, a couple of times I just got it. And I said, just wrap it in lettuce. And that worked as well. Well, hey, thank you for visiting. Thanks for having me.
It's always good to be here.
Well, thank you. And that's Suzanne Corbett. If people want to read your stuff, they can go to what, patch.com?
Well, you can catch me on patch.com. You can catch me at Prime Life Media. You can catch me at West News Magazine. So check me out. Just Google me and see where I pop up.
There you go. Suzanne Corbett visiting with us here on Food Talk STL on 590 The Fan, KFNS. We're going to be back with the Tilford Brothers from Milagro Mexican getting ready for Cinco coming up next here on 590 The Fan, KFNS.